Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, May 20th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, our personal technology commentator, Rick Miller. Birthdays, born this day in 1908, the great Jimmy Stewart.
My mother used to say to me, she'd say, in this world, Elwood, you must be, she always called me Elwood. In this world, Elwood, you must be oh so smart or oh so pleasant. Well, for years I was smart. I recommend pleasant. You may quote me.
Born this day in 1768, First Lady Dolly Madison. 68 years old today, Cher.
For the way of love is a way of woe. And the day may come when you see him go.
This day in history.
Good morning, world.
On May 20th, 1873, Levi Strauss and his partner Jacob Davis receive a patent for a rather popular item of clothing, blue jeans. This day in 1961, a white mob attacked a busload of freedom riders in Montgomery, Alabama, prompting President Kennedy to send in U.S. Marshals to restore order. From PBS.
Boarding that Greyhound bus to travel through the heart of the Deep South, I felt good. I felt happy. I felt liberated. I was like a soldier in a nonviolent army. I was ready.
The Freedom Rides of 1961 were a simple but daring plan to put blacks and whites on commercial buses. They would deliberately violate the segregation laws.
Number one on the charts this day in 1965, John, Paul, George, and Ringo, and Ticket to Ride. On the KETR events calendar this Saturday night from 8:15 to 9:30 at Cooper Lake State Park, Night Sounds. Come enjoy an evening of exploring the sounds of the night at Cooper Lake State Park. The kids will have fun and will probably sleep better. Find out how crickets make their noise and what that noisy bird is that seems to sing most of the night. The program will be held at the Honey Creek Amphitheater. Night Sounds from 8:15 to 9:30. Saturday night at Cooper Lake State Park. For more information, see events at KETR.org. And our thought for the day is from Jimmy Stewart, whose birthday was May 20th. Well, I think one of the main things that you have to think about when acting in the movies is to try not to make the acting show. Our guest in the cafe this morning is our personal technology commentator, Rick Miller. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we were talking about some things having to do with water not too long ago, and there's still some items out there that you want to talk about that we didn't get around to, so we're having you back to talk about those. There's something, as a matter of fact, that's sitting here on the table right in front of us, and this is a very special kind of towel, and something that I think a lot of people would love to have as we come into the summer months.
It's an ultra-trekking dry towel. It's a fast dry towel, and it's made of this really interesting material. It feels like one of those football jerseys or athletic jerseys that wick away the water.
Right.
And it actually has silver particles in it that make it antibacterial. And the neat thing about it, at first I just laughed when I saw it, and then I went and bought one. I said, this is just a ShamWow on steroids.
Yeah.
Well, I used it the other day, and it literally just kind of sucks the water off of you. You don't have to rub or anything. You just put it on you, and it wicks the water away. And it appears like it's wet, but it keeps on being absorbent. It's like 100 times more absorbent than a regular towel. And then it dries fast. But the nice thing about it, it's like for traveling, you can use it as a, it's big enough. This is a beach towel size thing. You can throw it out on the sand, and because of the silver particles in it, sand and grass don't stick to it. So you just shake it out, and you're ready to go. So you can use it as a picnic cover. You can use it as a towel.
No, it's a very lightweight. It's not heavy, it's not thick. Now, some people like a thick, you know, luxurious kind of towel. They will not be satisfied with this because this is like a shirt fabric, like you said. But there's something about being lightweight that's also an advantage.
Well, if you're backpacking or traveling, right, or you got that extra pound in your suitcase that causes you to pay another $50. Yeah, it comes in,
so. And it'll fold up in a small square
takes up a little bit of space. So it's pretty kind of interesting. It comes in three or four different colors.
Where would you find that, and how much would that cost?
They're $29, and I found it on a new website called Grommet.
And I've heard of that.
Grommet is like life after Shark Tank. In fact, it's life before Shark Tank. It's Shark Tank. It's where people that have started things on Kickstarter can go to get their ideas launched. And the Grommet is they do daily launches and weekly supports. And I was looking at there for new technology on some things and found this towel. And I just went, I'm going to try that. So we've not only ordered one, we've ordered two of them.
Yeah, I can see that. I would love to. I'm not going to ask, but I would. I've got to get my own and try it out.
Because, they're $29.
I think it, and especially like I say, in the summertime, it'd be nice to have. All right, we're talking with Rick Miller, who is our personal technology commentator. Now there's something else called, and I guess we're all familiar with this to some extent, having been into any kind of public building at all and used the facilities there. But apparently, the self-flushing toilet is about ready for the home.
The self-flushing toilet is ready for the home, thanks to Kohler, the people that design great things for your bathroom. You know, we've all been in those public restrooms and the airports and hotels that if you move just a little bit, it goes off.
It's frightening.
And we've all been sprinkled. To be nice about it. We've all been sprinkled. Well, that works on kind of like an infrared technology. And what this does, it works on a magnetic field. So it doesn't happen the way the other toilet happens. You actually have to be away from it. It's a real narrow beam type thing. Ah. So when you walk away, it flushes.
Goes. Yeah.
And so
I think I like that better.
Kohler, apparently people are loving it. Kohler is going to be building it into their new toilets that they sell. But if you're like some of us that live in older houses and you go, wow, I'd really like to have that, but I don't need to buy a new toilet, they have a kit that you can retrofit your old toilet for $100. So if you've got those errant parties at your house,
well, or teenage boys at home,
I wasn't
calling
gonna
no names
there. Yeah, I wasn't gonna go there at all. So
but there are certain situations, and certain circumstances with family where that's a good thing to have,
And I'm thinking we could retrofit some of the things here at the university.
Absolutely, so. We'll get the right people, the powers that be on that, and see if we can make that happen. Well, a couple of pretty interesting things there that we may want to know about, and in particular as we get into the summer months here.
Water everywhere.
Yes, sir. Rick Miller is our personal technology commentator. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.